This is Ozarks at Large. In Little Rock yesterday afternoon, lawmakers heard testimony on how the University of Arkansas's Advancement Division could have a $4 million deficit during a legislative joint review performance committee meeting. Content partner KUAR's Michael Hiblin has this report.
Former employees who were not allowed to testify at a hearing last month got to give their side of the story to members of the Joint Performance Review Committee. Brad Choate, who ran the University of Arkansas's fundraising division, said there's a culture of cover-up by school officials.
Frankly, this is another example of a pattern of shameful behaviors designed to protect themselves rather than be honest and accountable. Ladies and gentlemen, something is rotten in Fayetteville.
He testified that he was not to blame for overspending in the department, leading to a $4 million deficit.
We worked with numbers we were given and did not exceed that budget. As it turns out, and the audit has shown, we were given bad numbers as a result of poor financial staffing at the top of the organization and the university's own highly questionable accounting practices. Folks, I didn't wake up stupid or lazy one day after 32 years. We built a top-notch program for the University of Arkansas that produced outstanding results. Unfortunately, the financial affairs staff and procedures relied upon let us all down.
Choate called himself the fall guy for problems that he said had been building since Fayetteville Chancellor David Gearhart ran the advancement department.
When Gene told me there was no way Dave nor I could have known the true condition of the division's finances, I thought Dave would be happy because it showed he and I both were misled. But instead, Dave panicked when his own financial people told him the problem began when he was the division's vice chancellor.
Something David Gearhart disputed.
The simple truth is that Mr. Choate failed to carry out his duties and responsibilities as vice chancellor by ignoring his duty to manage and supervise budgetary matters.
Choate would lose his job, as would university spokesman John Diamond and fundraising budget director Joyce Sharp. She took responsibility for not catching the deficit as additional employees were hired.
In the spring of, 2012, I began to see that the revenue was not coming in like I had projected that I thought it would.
And who did you tell that to, that there was a problem?
I did not tell anyone at that point. I was still thinking that with the next income that might be coming in, it might offset because the market was beginning to do better.
John Diamond, who handled freedom of information requests from the media, claims Gearhart then ordered the destruction of documents at a meeting a year ago.
He questioned why we were creating documents that could be FOIA'd and went into a loud and angry rant about the advancement situation, the news media, and Brad Choate. During this outburst, he launched what politely could be called an F-bomb, slamming his hand on the table and saying, quote, "Brad effed up." He then shoved the papers Denise had distributed back across the table to her and said, quote, "Get rid of these and don't create any more."
Diamond and Choate suggested Gearhart might have perjured himself when he testified that he did not order the destruction of requested documents. Gearhart noted that investigators in Washington County decided not to file charges.
And they also determined that absolutely no theft, no fraud, or no misappropriation of funds occurred. The prosecuting attorney also found no wrongdoing with regard to the issues referred by legislative audit, nor did they substantiate any of Mr. Diamond's claims.
The meeting did little to satisfy lawmakers. Senator Jane English is co-chair of the committee.
I have been very confused here to figure out how it is you could have this much money floating around and there are all these people who have not a clue about what the budget is or what the projections are.
The meeting was requested by Representative Mark Lowry, who suggested this isn't the end of the matter.
We've heard from a number of members and a number of different directions that I think the exact phrase, well, we need to move past this. I think one thing that has come out in the last 4 hours is that there is certainly enough smoke to indicate that there's some fire. And I'm going to do everything I can right now to stoke the fire to make sure that this is not the end of these hearings.
In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiblin.
Michael Hiblin from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock attended yesterday's Legislative Joint Review Performance Committee meeting in Little Rock, and he provided that report.